won't listen, and one thing or another, they have derived, people have derived this from these things, because there's no reason with a bull elephant and these other things don't matter, and they, this name has come like this.
I see. Yeah, I suppose so. All right. What about, what would you call a man who is easily offended? You talk with him and you didn't intend to say anything that would make him mad, but inevitably he just flies off the handle or something. How would you say? He's a very...
Well, as I say a while ago, that's a very queer man, because you can't get along with him, because you wouldn't know hardly how to talk to him, because if he is I think would mean the same thing as the other way, because if he's going to fly off, you don't know how to talk to him. If you talk to him all the time and he won't talk, but then it still would be, I would pronounce it that way, because you could have some other meaning for it.
What about touchy? Would touchy?
Well, you could say he's too touchy to talk to, but I don't think it.
And what if somebody hears something and just absolutely flies into a rage? You might say, well, he just got awfully
excited and went into a rage.
Any other ways? Angry, mad, any other words, funny words that you might use like that? He got awfully angry, he got awfully mad.
He got awfully mad and flew off of the handle for no cause, and nobody knows what's the matter.
All right, and if the there's no wind, and you might be looking at the surface of the pond, and you'd say the pond is
wavering.
All right, and if you just don't see any movement at all on it, you might say, well, the wind is still,
the pond is still, there's not no breeze whatsoever.
All right, and if you want to tell somebody not to get upset like this, how could you do that? This person that flies off the handle, just keep calm
and try and hold yourself.
All right. And if someone has worked just terribly, terribly hard, they might say, oh, I am just...
punked out.
Punked out. Yeah, it's been expressed
many times still today.
Punked out, all right. Any other ways of saying punked out? That's one they don't have here.
They're tired out, I'm give out, and all
give
like
out.
That.
I've heard but, give out.
I'm tired out, but then they're so sad. I heard a man say that the other day over to the hospital. He had a whole lot of company and all like that, and you wouldn't hardly thought. You thought maybe he'd had a big word for it, and he said, I'll tell you, Adam, he said, I was punked out last night. It's used more than any other word
right. That
I've heard amongst working people, because I've always been a working person.
Right. Well, what about if you've not really exhausted yourself, but just, you know, worked for a few minutes, maybe bent over, and you might come in and say, well, I'm all
tired out. I stayed in one position too long.
All right. What about if you're saying you're just all worn out? Would you ever say torn into, worn slam out?
Yeah, that's more common. I'm worn slam out. That's used more than torn into.
All right, and if you're just filled with energy and are anxious to get to work on something, you might say, well, I'm just...
Trying to go today.
And what about if you had just a real good time, just enjoyed talking to people, or maybe it was a dance and just had a real fine time? We had a... What kind of...
We had an awful nice time and enjoyable time.
Did you ever hear torn down used that way?
No, I never have.
And if somebody became sick suddenly, how would you tell somebody that? Just last night she...
was all right and taken suddenly sick.
All right. And if you want to say he is, he's sick now, but he'll be well again...
in a few days.
All right. Would you ever say any variation of by and by?
Well, under certain conditions, you would say, they said, well, maybe...